I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Ali Burlow. About every 5 years, the Farm Bill is reauthorized by Congress, and that process started again this month. So we're producing a short series about different aspects of this bill and the right to farm. This week for the Local Food Report, Ali Burlow talks about how the Farm Bill affects us in Massachusetts.
The Farm Bill started off as a New Deal program in the 1930s to supply emergency aid to farmers who were economically hard hit because of the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Over the last 85 years, it's grown and morphed into a huge omnibus piece of federal legislation that impacts everything we eat in this country. To give you an idea of how big the Farm Bill is, we spent about $500 billion on it over the last 5 years. If you eat, the Farm Bill affects you. It affects all of us, first and foremost because it's our tax dollars that pay for it. And a lot of that money is given out to farmers for lots of different things, like loans and insurance, for example. I spoke with Richard Andre, a local farmer in West Tisbury, on Martha's Vineyard.
On the island, they help fund things like if you want to fence your property, which is a very, very big expense, you know, fencing your pastures and stuff. I know that that comes from the USDA as far as helping, whether that's part loan, part grant. I don't know, but I do know that that is something that people on the island definitely utilize.
The USDA, that's the United States Department of Agriculture, through the Farm Bill, can also help farmers build greenhouses, pay for upfront planting costs in the spring, for example, purchase equipment, even land. There are also incentives for farmers to actively conserve soil and protect water. Farm Bill policies affect real things and real people on the ground. Richard said that when he first started out farming, he took a course in Wareham that was funded by the USDA through the Farm Bill,
which was about teaching people how to be small farmers, because being a farmer is not just raising food, it's also being an accountant, a mechanic, a salesperson, as well as raising the crops. And the USDA course kind of went into all of those aspects of helping people do a business plan, maybe who to reach out to technically in the USDA or in MDAR to find out where to get the resources you needed.
The way some of the Farm Bill money works is that it flows through the USDA and out to individual states. In Massachusetts, it goes to the Department of Agricultural Resources, also known as MDAR.
So that's how I started. So in a sense, the USDA Extension Office out of Wareham played a role in just helping me shape my original business plan. So I've been doing it about 11 years, and my big focus was pasture-raised poultry.
Beginning farmers don't always realize that there's more to it than business planning or planting.
Being a farmer is all of these multidisciplines in one, as well as raising the food. So the technical expertise of raising pasture-raised chickens is one thing, but then also a business plan or setting up an LLC or the marketing part of it as well. So they helped with that, and they helped me understand that most successful farms, at least commercially successful farms, you know, usually have a keystone piece of their business. So they helped in that, you know, kind of concept.
Courses like these are also good opportunities to network with other beginning farmers.
And then there was also just a chance to share my ideas and listen to other people's ideas, because you're in a forum. I think the course had about 30 people in it.
A lot of people probably don't think about how the Farm Bill affects them because they're not farmers. But if you look a little closer, you'll see everything about food is affected by the Farm Bill. For example, Richard can sell his chickens at a farmer's market, and those organizations can get funding through the Farm Bill, too.
I think there's a bit of an awareness issue. I think people are just not aware. I'm sure a lot of people that are established farmers are, but maybe some people that are thinking of getting in to some form of agriculture, whether it's homesteading or small-scale farming like I do, or a little bit larger-scale farming like maybe others on the island. It's not heavily publicized.
Big agricultural states that get a lot of money, like Nebraska, California, Iowa, and Texas, grow highly subsidized commodity crops like corn, soy, wheat, and rice, even cotton. Farmers in Massachusetts grow mostly fruits and vegetables, and we still have some small family-owned dairies.
Although Massachusetts is not a big ag state, and we don't receive a lot of the money from the ag bill as a proportion of all the other states, and especially some of the big agricultural states, but the money that they do receive goes a long way in helping local communities, so it was really helpful.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Ali Burlow.
Elspeth Hay and Allie Berlow will be talking more about the different programs covered by the Farm Bill, like SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, and the Right to Farm. That'll be in the next few weeks. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.